Hi, my name is Vicky Masugu. Welcome to the second issue of the Member Newsletter for 2019. In this winter 2019 edition, we bid farewell to Mr. Sam Kamilaree, who retired on the 30th of June 2019 after 12 years at the NJMPF as the CEO or Principal Officer. Sam certainly has left his mark on the fund. Amongst his achievements are a decade of clean audit reports from the Auditor General, top quartile investment returns, inflation-beating pensioner increases, and 77 industry awards, both locally and internationally, making the NJMPF the most awarded retirement fund in South Africa. When he was interviewed after the recent annual information meeting, AIM, Sam said, "It has been an honor and a privilege to work for the NJMPF, and I'm proud to be leaving the fund in a strong and stable position. I thank the board, staff, members and pensioners for the support given to me and wish you all well in the future." The NJMPF is pleased to confirm that Mr. Bonkosi Mkhize has been appointed as at the 1st of July 2019 to succeed Sam Kamilaree as CEO and Principal Officer. Annual Information Meeting, AIM. The AIM was held at City Hill Church, Hillcrest, again this year, and it was great to share this time with members, pensioners, and councillors. The theme of the AIM was, "What's your deal when it comes to retirement?" A reference to the new offering in the Financial Literacy Program, where a set of playing cards has been designed to incorporate financial challenges to players. Look out for the giveaway packs at roadshows and indabas in your area. We would like to thank all those who attended the meeting. Your attendance made the AIM the success that it was. The report from the chairman of the board and the presentation by the fines actuary has been published on the website www.njmpf.co.za with a translated version of the chairman's report on the isiZulu website. Know your fund. Importance of updating your personal and beneficiary information. The fund wishes to impress upon all members the importance of updating their personal details with the fund. Changes in life and relationships can happen in the blink of an eye. With this in mind, it is important to notify the fund and update your personal information, such as your designated beneficiaries, residential and postal addresses, email address, work telephone number, and your cell phone number. Additional voluntary contributions. In the first quarter newsletter, we advised of the promulgated regulations. As a result of this, the NJMPF would like to inform all Provident Fund members that they may now make additional voluntary contributions to the fund. The procedure is to request in writing to the fund a proposed amount or percentage of pensionable salary that will be paid monthly for the trustees to approve. This will be submitted to the board for approval. Once approved, the member and the municipality will be advised in writing of the effective date. The municipality's maximum contribution rate will remain at 18%. Retirement Benefit Counseling. On the 1st of March 2019, new legislation, known as the Default Regulations, became effective, and retirement funds were required to provide their membership with default investment portfolios, preservation methods, and annuity options. Coupled with this was the need to provide a service for exiting members to have access to retirement benefit counseling. This means that any member who resigns, is dismissed, or retires is required to go through the counseling process. The NJMPF is pleased to advise that an arrangement has been made with InFund Solutions, whereby a counsellor has been made available to contact our exiting members prior to paying out their benefits. Vote. Elections for Provident Fund Trustees and Employer Representative Trustees closed on the 12th of July 2019, and results will be published in the next newsletter. As described in previous newsletters, the election process was different this time due to parameters set by the Financial Sector Conduct Authority. The election was centralized at the fund in three phases: calls for nominations, sending out of ballot forms, and processing the results. Voting was executed using the National Postal System, emails, fax, delivery by hand, and by voting via the NJMPF website and mobile app. The election awareness campaign included posters at municipalities, web banners, high-visibility banners at the annual information meeting, emails, SMSs, Facebook, Twitter, and push notifications on the NJMPF mobile app. A special note for pensioners, annual pension increase. The fund is pleased to advise that the Board of Trustees has approved a full consumer price index increase of 4.49% to pensioners with effect from the 1st of July 2019. A pro-rata increase will be paid to pensioners whose pensions commenced during the 1st of April 2018 to the 31st of March 2019. Please remember, pension increases and any bonus declarations are dependent on the investment returns of the fund. The fund's current pension increase policy is to target 75% of CPI.